Today sees UK One Division's third Clean, Fit and Healthy Week. Today we're talking about the dangers of alcohol with Command Sergeant Major Rab Loudon of One UK Armoured Division. Welcome, Rab.
Thanks, Andy.
Amongst the military, alcohol has been described as part of a good night out, not the basis for a good night. A quote from who, Rab?
That was from the GOC, Major General James Chiswell.
In most cases of court martials, alcohol has been very much a contributing factor, and the figures actually are extremely high, aren't they?
Yes, that's correct, Andy. What we've done as part of the division, we've looked at the statistics, and from the figures that we've obtained, we can see that 80% of all G1 issues result in individuals who have consumed alcohol, which is quite staggering in the current climate. You then look at the 55% of violent crime, again, was committed by individuals who have consumed alcohol. And with regards to court-martials, 25% across all the 1st UK Armoured Division's court-martials involve individuals who have consumed alcohol. So it's quite a serious issue.
At the moment, Rab, how are the figures? Are they on the rise or are they hopefully on the decline?
Well, I think what we've actually achieved is the fact that now that JPA can record all instances and all discipline matters, this is actually where we're getting the figures from. So it's very much in its infancy at the minute. And certainly across the division, we would like to reduce these statistics. And that's by participating in the Clean, Fit and Healthy and getting the message out there to our soldiers. Hopefully we can achieve that and we can reduce these figures drastically.
Would you say the consumption of alcohol can be a lot higher maybe for those who perhaps return from ops? And maybe sort of what advice can you give? Perhaps even those returning for some R&R?
It certainly can be perceived as that on the basis that individuals who have deployed into ops in Afghanistan recently obviously dry during the period that they're deployed. Therefore, when they see this as an opportunity to come back and to maybe enjoy it during R&R prior to going back out into theatre, and certainly for those who have come back at the end of the tour after being dry for 6 or potentially longer, they come back and they kind of see the addiction and the attraction to get back in alcohol. The message is just make sure that it is controlled and consumed in an appropriate fashion. You don't have to go out and binge drink to have a good night.
You, obviously, in the last Clean, Fit and Healthy Week, managed to give up smoking, which is absolutely fantastic. And so I'll tell you what, how many years have you been smoking?
Probably over 20 years now.
How did you bang it on the head? What's the secret there? And question number two, a lot of people who actually do give up smoking tend to put on weight. You are losing weight. What's your secret?
Yes, it was for this year's annual No Smoking Day, which was on the 12th of March. Being the Divisional Sergeant Major, I decided to raise my head up to the parapet and then accept the challenge. And I have now. I'm 4 months from non-smoking.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And I've switched my focus from actually smoking and doing a wee bit more fitness, increasing what I do on a personal level. So I'm now focusing on the Bismarck Challenge, which is coming up on the 19th of July, which is a 15-mile run round about Hereford and Bad Salsuflen. So that, having a wee bit personal gain and a wee bit of focus, maintains my no smoking and keeps me on the kind of...
Do you find that if you do see any smokers, you become extremely anti-smoking now?
No, I do it as part of a joke with my fellow smokers. Being an ex-smoker, I understand obviously what comes with smoking. So I do it in order to kind of rile people up and have a wee little laugh and a joke. But no, I've no any cravings. I don't wish to participate back in smoking, so it seems to be a success at the moment, so hopefully it continues.
Rab, is it a myth that you actually do get your sense of taste and smell back?
For me, it has improved. I notice, obviously, with eating fruit and non-sugary foods, that you do taste slightly different, and it does enhance the taste from the food. So, yes, it's a benefit, but I don't think it would work for everybody. I can only speak for myself.
Thank you very much for talking to us. That's Command Sergeant Major Rab Loudon from UK One Div. Thanks very much for talking to us today.
Thanks, Andy.